Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Boom! And we're back. Welcome to the Building Perf podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Chris Holland. Thanks for joining in. Today's podcast is quite simple. I'm now responding to some of the DMs or PMs that we've received on the page, answering your questions. So without wasting any more time, let's get straight into it. First question from Jessica. What is your experience in building homes and can you provide examples of projects similar to what I'm looking for? So just a bit of content. Jessica's PM does got her finance all sorted already. Jessica's sent us a double story floor plan from another building company saying something along these lines that she likes. However, Jessica doesn't yet have a block of land. So what is your experience in building homes? So pretty much since I left school at the age of 16, I went into a carpentry apprenticeship for 3 years. I qualified when I was 19 and I went out actually in partnership at 19 years old with the tradie who I worked for during my apprenticeship. Which I was building homes. So since 16 years old, I've been building homes. I'm 34 years old now. So 18 years consistently, all I've actually ever done is build houses or be in the housing or residential market, to be honest. I've had a few commercial jobs here and there, but 95% of my experience has all been building homes. So examples of projects, I've probably built over 100, let's say, double story homes and maybe 300 single story homes. Now, bearing in mind, I'm a carpenter by trade, so majority of that is the carpentry component, timber stud framing, etc., roofing, cladding, windows, flooring, kitchen, gyprock, doors, second fix. That was my experience on the tools. Since becoming a builder, I do both brick and timber frame homes. I don't touch steel. So my experience in building double-story homes, I'm probably sitting around the 25 to 30 house mark at the moment. Now, double stories actually aren't any different than a single story. There's a few small exceptions that you have to take into consideration. But look, the good thing about double story homes is the block of land doesn't have to be anywhere near as big, which is quite good at the moment because land is so scarce and it's hard to get a hold of. So some smaller footprints of, say, let's say 300 square meter blocks, you might not get everything you desire in a single story home into that size block. However, when it's a double story, you definitely will. So yes, that's my experience. Sandra, can you walk me through the process of building a home with your company from finance, design to planning completion? Sure. So look, we are the same as most other builders. We offer a one-stop shop. Some clients do come to us with the finance already sorted. If you don't, we have partnerships with a few different finance companies, mostly Movement Finance and Wealth Plus. We don't get any kickbacks from them. These are just two guys in the industry who are set up for new home construction loans. There's a big difference where with a mortgage broker that deals in the established market space. So the ones that we refer you to are prolific in new home construction loans, which is very important. Designing is great. We have maybe about 200 designs currently. So what we like to do, instead of overwhelm you by flooding you with all the different floor plans that you can potentially build, number one, we need to sort out how much you can borrow and how much you're going to be comfortable borrowing for a start. Then when you have a block of land secured, we will start showing you house designs, because a lot of the time, especially younger clients or first home builders, will start looking at floor plans before they look at the budget and before they can find a block of land that can fit that house on. 9 times out of 10, display homes are the worst places you can go to because they all sit on 450 square meter blocks. And if you've had a look and tried to buy a 450 square meter block, they're rarer than hen's teeth to actually obtain. So it's actually a waste of time looking at the floor plan prior to sorting out how much you can borrow firstly, and then what blocks of land are available in the area you desire. Okay, so we do a bit of a look. It should be the only way, to be honest. Figure out how much you're willing to spend and how much you can spend and borrow from the bank. secure the block of land in an area that you're comfortable with, and then we'll start to look at home floor plans. Now, we can look at floor plans from other building companies. All builders can do it. We just can't copy it. We have to change the design so much so that it doesn't include in a copyright thing. But let's be honest, guys, how many different 4x2 houses can you get on a singular shaped block? They're all very, very similar. So we can be creative and modify it to suit, which is fine. Now, the difference, I guess, with our company in this point of the process, the design process, we do not hurry people up. We don't even take a deposit. We design, make modifications prior to charging you anything. We want to make sure that you're completely happy with the design before we go to pricing it for you. Okay, so I would say that's one of the big differences with us. So that's from Sandra. Anthony, what customization options do you offer for floor plans, finishes, and materials? Almost the same question, or almost the same answer as to the first one, I guess. We can customize absolutely anything for floor plans. It doesn't matter. It depends on your budget, needs, wants. And look, depending on the soil classification and the orientation of your block and stuff like that, we'll really sit down and do a bit of a design with you face to face and try and give you some ideas. But ultimately, this is your home, so you can do whatever you want with it. Now, with the finishes, we have our suppliers list already set. We can give you a list of that so you can go and see what type of suppliers we use. However, we are quite comfortable in mixing and matching. So for instance, one of our clients, John and Pauline, wanted to use Kintelli Tiles in Osborne Park, not Lux Ceramics, who we use in Bibra Lake here. But that's fine. If they found a specific tile that was on sale or they love or whatever, we're happy to use these guys, okay? The price will just adjust accordingly, purely because our suppliers, we've worked with for a long time, so we get really good rates on them. Where if we go to another supplier, the price may be a little bit higher. Look, it could also be the opposite. It could be a little bit cheaper. But we are open to swapping suppliers if you guys want. That's not an issue for us. And the materials, I guess, we'll use any material but steel. So if you want brick, if you want reverse veneer, if you want brick veneer, if you want double brick, if you want timber, if you want timber with like a master wall finish, or if you want a Hampton style home, color bond finish on the exterior, cladding, skillion roofs, pitch roofs, whatever. We are pretty comfortable in building with any material. Okay, so at the end of the day, your home is one of your biggest investments in life. We want to make sure you get it absolutely bang on. Next question is from Michelle. How do you handle permits, regulations, and inspections throughout the construction process? So let's break this one down. All the permits are obtained by us prior to construction. We've got a list of documentation we have to submit and receive. Compile it all together with your working drawings, your energy reports, your soil classification, etc., etc., etc. We then send this out to an independent surveyor. They stamp it to say that it all complies. We then send this in with your BA4 forum to get your building permit, which goes to your local council. This takes 10 days. Once the council have looked over everything we've provided, they come back and give us a building permit. If it's a bit tricky, maybe we're pushing the boundaries of the R codes, we hire Urbanista, which is a town planning company. It's a third party, but they're town planners. So they then look over the floor plans and what we're trying to achieve and give us and the clients all the information we need to require in order to get a building permit from the council. This comes at a little bit more of a cost, but you get exactly what you want. Regulations are constantly changing. We get industry updates. Whenever a new update comes out, we will get industry updates. Like, for instance, the new energy rating that's just come into legislation. We'll advise the clients as we go on if there's any changes. Inspections throughout the construction process. So this is a good one. Most clients will hire building inspectors to go through the home during construction. We're okay with this. It actually helps us. They do a bit of a hit list on us to see if our trades have missed anything, or people make mistakes. It's human error. Building a house is human error. So there may be certain things that is missed. Maybe a wall is not exactly level or whatever it is. Doesn't matter. So we are completely welcoming of building inspectors to come through our homes to make the client feel at ease, but it also makes us be accountable as well with our trades. Our supervisors do an amazing job, but they could miss something. So there's absolutely no issue. All we ask is the building inspector is fully insured, qualified, sends us all of his swims and JHAs. He onboards with us as a contractor, so he's covered by our public liability and workers' compensation insurance. And then there's just good communication, so we can make sure the site's ready for when they can't come on site. They can't just rock up any day. But once there's a bit of communication, then it's no problem at all. So we welcome building inspectors onto the site. That's no problem. Next question is, Sarah, what kind of warranties do you provide for your work and the materials used in the home? So the warranty for materials depends on which materials you want to use, I guess, in the construction. For instance, if we do a timber frame home, we offer a 50-year guaranteed warranty against all termites, which is great. It's a full structural lifetime guarantee warranty, which most builders, or all builders, should do, to be honest. And then generally speaking, we give a four-month maintenance plan after handover. Now, this is a little bit less than some other building companies, to be honest, but the truth is there is no rush with us, and we take our time at PCI. We're not hurrying you up to sort of sign and you miss something. Nine times out of 10 with a building inspector, it gets picked apart and they go through absolutely everything, so they're super happy. And then we come back in 4 months' time, and if there's any maintenance items, we will come back and finish it or fix it, or if it does. Nine times out of 10, there's nothing that actually needs fixed when you build the house correctly. Look, how do you handle changes to the project scope or unexpected costs that may arise during construction? And how do you ensure transparency and communication throughout the process? So changes to the project scope, what I think you mean, Luke, or what I'm assuming is changes during construction, perhaps. Once we've gathered all of our reports pre-construction, if you make a change, there is an admin fee. The reason for that is we have to then get it re-engineered and rechecked over by the surveyor and stuff like this, depending on what changes are made. This is why we are very critical in saying there's no rush at the start of us when it comes to designing the home. You take as long as you need, because we want to make sure it's right, so you don't get hit with these administration changes. If there's any changes made during construction, it's the same thing. We have to, unfortunately, charge you an administration fee plus whatever the changes are during construction. So we try not to make that happen. However, at the end of the day, it is your house. So if you're just, you know, mid-construction walking through and you go, nah, I don't like this, because you're more of a visual person rather than looking on a floor plan, that's okay. We'll work with you to change it as long as you know that there's costs there, which are all fully transparent. We break it down for you so you understand exactly what the costs come through. Okay. Communication throughout the process. Yeah. So look, we used to offer weekly communication at CC West. We've changed that to monthly now, just purely because we're so busy. Like most other companies, we're so busy. However, we do cap our builds. We're not taking on any more than 40 builds per year to ensure we can still offer the 6 month build time guarantee if that's offered to you at that start, or 12 months with a double story house. So we give you monthly updates. You can meet with our building supervisor on site, as long as we have a couple of weeks notice, and we can do a walkthrough if there's any questions, concerns, whatever. But given how quick our company moves and how quick we build our homes, a month is pretty good, because we give you a sort of a hit list of where we expect to be in a month's time. And then we obviously review it in a month's time and say, yep, we've done that, this, this, and this. Now we're going to be moving on to this, this, and this. So that's how our communication works. And the bonus ball question, Darren from Geraldton. Now, this is funny. Me and Darren's been chatting probably for about 2 years now on TikTok. Sorry. On TikTok. So funnily enough, I've been on TikTok for some time. CC West PTY LTD, if you want to follow me on TikTok. And me and Darren's been back and forth for 2 years. I'm in Geraldton. Do you only build in Perth, or do you cover as far up as here? We have a regional branch, I guess, to CC West. So we are building in Denmark, Bremer Bay, Geraldton, and Karratha. We still offer 9 month build times, not 6 month build times, but we offer 9 month build times, and nothing changes. So we are a regional builder. We have a branch of our company that does regional work. I think we've got 16 houses to build in Bremer Bay, one holiday home, which is stunning, in Denmark. There's a subdivide and build two houses in Geraldton, and there's currently four in Carafa. So no, we're not only based in Perth. Although we are based in Perth, we still take on regional work. This doesn't mean that it's modular homes, like those metal dongers that you buy and stuff like that. They're still the same houses that we build here in Perth, except what we do is we fly a team up or drive a team up for, say, 2-3 weeks, work on it for a certain amount of time, bring them back to Perth, give them a bit of a detox, get back with the families for a week or two, and then send them back up again for 3-4 weeks. Because of our staff are full-time, we rotate these people so everyone gets a shot of working away from home as well as getting the break when they get back. But yes, definitely, we can do regional work, and we love it because the big thing out there at the moment, from what I'm hearing in these regional spots, you just cannot get a builder. 2-3 year wait just to get a builder to take on your job. So if you are in a regional WA and you're looking for a builder to help, just call on us, hit us up, and we can still take it on, and we can still offer a 9-month guarantee. Okay. So look, guys, I love these questions. They're really good. We'll try and do these once a month because it's given back rather than me just answering, you know, you directly these questions, which we do anyway. But this is a good way, I guess, for all of you to hear questions that maybe other people are thinking of and just haven't reached out to ask. So as usual, guys, please like, follow, subscribe, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all your socials, LinkedIn, everything, ccwest.com.au. Any questions at all, feel free to reach out. But thanks for tuning in, guys, and have a great week. Cheers.